Welcome to another edition of BizBuzz on News Now Warsaw. In partnership with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce, here's today's BizBuzz.
Hi, this is Rob Parker with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce. And with me today is Glenn and Stacy from Stillwater Hospice. How are you guys doing today?
Doing great, Rob. Thanks for coming over.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Stacy?
I'm awesome.
Great. So what do you guys do here at Stillwater?
Well, she's right. She is awesome.
Well, she is awesome.
Stacy and I have worked together now for 6 years. Under Stillwater, I am the Kosciuszko Community Outreach Director.
Are you sure?
Glenn.
The title is so new, I still can't say it all. Well, you know, I was so used to Kosciuszko Home Care and Hospice.
Right.
That just rolls off the tip of my tongue. The Kosciuszko Community Outreach Director is a new role for me.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And I'm loving it. And Stacy Leek, who was my office manager before and, quite frankly, my right arm in the office, is now my teammate in business development with Stillwater.
Yes. That's a different role.
Yes. Well, it's great to be here. So I'm going to come back to the transition from Kosciuszko Home Care and Hospice, Stillwater, in just a second. But I'm here for a really great reason. Next week, you're going to have some fun, right?
Yes, we are. We are so excited. Once again, we're going to host an open house here at the Health Services Pavilion next Wednesday, June the 21st, from 5 to 7 p.m. And we are going to showcase 13 of the great health-related nonprofit organizations that are housed in this building, and it's a little-known resource. We really want to get the word out, and so we're going to have some food, we're going to have some drink, we're going to have just a great time of people sharing their story here in the pavilion.
So that's, what was the date again, June?
June the 21st.
June the 21st,
next 1515 Wednesday.
Provident Drive, for people who don't know where the K21 Health Services Pavilion is located.
Absolutely, just north of the hospital on Provident Drive. Just before you get out to Spring Hill Road. And
that's Lutheran Kosciuszko Hospital.
Lutheran Kosciuszko Hospital. Thank you very much.
For those of us that have been here for a while.
Another name change. Yeah. And Stacy's been doing a great job helping coordinate. Stacy, tell them where our food and beverage are coming from.
Well, we're doing... what are we doing? We're doing Dragonfly Catering. Oh, Fancy Catering.
That's awesome.
Beth Darlington just does a fabulous job. I've been to many functions where her products have been there. It's just amazing.
She's great.
So we're super excited for that. And then we're also going to do a little adult beverage. That's going to be provided by Downtown Eatery and Spirits.
Nice.
So we'll have a couple signature cocktails and some beer and wine for those who choose to do that. And some other...
I'm sure you got pop and water.
Yeah, pop and water.
Yeah.
And there may be some other little things. We just don't know.
You clearly tell we're from Indiana because we said pop, not soda.
Yeah, right? Exactly.
We're excited about it.
So, Glenn, you said something about how many? 13?
13.
I didn't realize there's 13 different organizations.
13 different organizations, all health-related, nonprofit organizations in this building.
Now I'm going to ask you something that I didn't prep you for. So if you stumble, it's okay. Can you name all 13 of those organizations that are in this building at 1515 Provident Drive?
I can try. We start down on the first floor on the west end of the building with Safe Harbor, which is a child advocacy program. They have a secure entrance to the building. It's just a great place to bring families who are struggling and the legal teams. We're very proud of that. They did a lot of renovation down there. Heartline Pregnancy Center is here on the first floor. We also have medication and dental assistance and the Help Center, who are under my purview currently. The health department has an agency here. Mm-hmm. Live Well Kosciuszko has an agency here in this building. Tobacco Free
Coalition
has an office here. And then on the first floor, I think Women, Infants, and Children, WIC,
mm-hmm.
Cardinal Services,
is
the last tenant. Upstairs, we have the Babe store, which is part of Heartline. And then we have Kosciuszko Cares Youth Services mm-hmm. Program. Stillwater Hospice, we're thrilled. We're staying in this building. We're still the largest tenant in the building.
Yep.
We then have the Northern Indiana Hispanic Coalition, Health Coalition, down on the far west end. Bright Point has an office here, and then there's one more agency on the corner there, and I can't remember what they're called.
Oh, you know what, Glenn?
Way to put me on the spot.
I'm going to give you an A. if you get 12 out of 13, that's an A in my book.
I am so sorry. I can't remember the name. But one more child agency there that helps get children health insurance coverage.
You know, as we're going along in this interview, I guarantee you it'll pop up in your mind.
Probably.
So you spout it out whenever it comes
okay,
up.
You got it.
So how's the transition been from Kosciuszko Home Care and Hospice to Stillwater?
It's gone really, really well. As always with any transition, you know, there it's what the fear of the unknown.
Sure.
You don't know what you don't know. The biggest struggle, I think, Stacy and I have transitioned pretty well, especially for the two of us. We've had to continue to work both systems as far as the old accounts receivable from Kosciuszko Home Care and Hospice, some financials and some of those things. So our biggest issue has been being afraid we would miss something. Because at Stillwater, we have a finance department, a nursing department, human resources department, all of these various departments. But on the other side, under Kosciuszko Home Care and Hospice, Stacy and I were the funnel, and Jenny Riley, our director of operations. But they have been very, very supportive and very patient. I think the most challenging has been for our nurses who continue to see patients and half of the patients moved over to Stillwater. Sure. Half of the patients continued under Kosciuszko Home Care and Hospice. So that was a transition time. So they were learning a new medical record system, keeping the old medical record system. I think it was just a bit daunting for them. The good part was they could see the light at the end of the tunnel.
Right.
It wasn't permanent. This is short term. And now here we are. We officially merged March 1st. So March, April, May, and then we're now into June. We're a little over 3 months into this, and everything is moved over to Stillwater.
Well, that's fast.
So,
I mean, that's really good.
Yeah. We're still closing out some things on the other side. We have licenses to close out and those kinds of business details. But the business is now running under Stillwater Hospice, and we are building a good reputation in the community. Every time I'm out, I hear folks talk about, now even I'm running into folks who were served by Stillwater, who might have been on the fringes of our county, and they're thrilled to hear that we're part of that organization.
No, that's excellent. Yeah, I mean, for so long, Kosciuszko Home Care and Hospice was, you know, something that I think we were all proud of in this community.
Absolutely. 47 years.
Yeah, and so many of us had personal, you know, experiences and in times of, you know, really difficult times that we could say, wow, you know, you guys stepped in and really helped out and really made us feel like family and helped us out so much. So it's great to hear that service, those services are going to continue and the same people
absolutely
are providing the care.
Yes, same people, still local people providing care for local residents. The benefit to us now is that we have extra resources. So when somebody's on vacation, we now have coverage. If somebody, one of the most exciting things is for my staff, I still say my staff, I'm a little possessive that way, but under the prior company, my nurses were on call, they shared call, but they were essentially on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So they might have a busy weekend of being on call, because that's what we do, and then have to come right back on Monday morning and start their regular 40-hour week again.
Right.
Under Stillwater, we have an on-call team that is all they
do. That's their job.
That's their job.
Wow.
And so my nurses now who do routine visits, that's their job. They get to do their routine visits. And yeah, they might have to work over a few hours in a day, but at the end of their day, they're done. And at their weekend, they're done. They might have to pick up a call shift once every 3-4 months now. And that has been a huge relief for us.
So have you done an employee attitude survey recently? Because I got it. That's through the roof, man.
Absolutely.
I'm going to jot that one down. I'll get that going for you.
The nurses are smiling once again.
Good. Stacey, how's it been with you?
It's been excellent. They're just very supportive and empowering. Really enjoy working with the new staff. I still get to work with my old staff, so that's
the both
really
worlds.
Fun. Yep. I'm entering into a new role for me, as a career as well. So going from office manager, where I was attached to a desk and a phone all day long, and now I'm out and about. I'm getting to go to so many community events, a lot of chamber events, which I'm excited about.
We love to see you there.
Meeting so many new people. Yeah, it's just been really, really fun and an exciting part of my day.
Good.
I've gotten Stacy and another one of our coworkers, Shandy Steele, signed up to be chamber ambassadors.
Sweet.
For us here.
Yep.
So
love that.
We're still working with Lauren and Michelle on that, getting our emails changed,
sure,
all that stuff. And I will say too, as Stacy's old boss, it's a joy for me to see her flourish in this new role.
Yeah, I'm sure that's true. But I was going to ask, is that old boss or former boss?
Oh,
or are those one in the same?
Former, I was gonna say, which old are we talking about here?
Thank you, Robin, for pointing out that she's much younger than me.
Oh, we got to have fun in life.
Absolutely.
Oh, well, I'm so happy to hear that the transition's going well.
I'm
happy to hear that you guys are keeping the same focus and the same heart for our community that you've always had. That's awesome. And again, I just want to reiterate, let's go back to what we started with, is you want the community to see everything that happens here at the K21 Health Services Pavilion.
Absolutely.
So where is this located again?
This is located at 1515 Provident Drive, just north of the hospital on Provident Drive, Lutheran Kosciuszko Hospital.
Perfect.
And out in the health services area of our town, our community. And it's going to be on Wednesday evening, June the 21st, from 5 to 7 p.m. And we're just going to open up the building. We want people to come in and learn about the services that we provide here. There are several other nonprofit agencies up and down this stretch of Provident Drive, but I think people don't realize just how many services are available in this building.
I know we talked about the 13 that are here, and they're all going to be open for people to come in and interact with. So again, I want to make sure everybody who's listening, you're welcome to attend
absolutely
this open house next week, and just come out. Even if you don't have a specific need, maybe you know a friend, a neighbor, a relative, you don't know when the next need is going to arise. So come on out, be informed, and have some food from Dragonfly, and have some drinks if you're so inclined, and just have a good time. And so we'd love to have you come out.
Absolutely. And the chamber also, I will put a plug in for my friend Rob Barker at the chamber. You guys have just been so supportive and so helpful and so encouraging through this whole process. And every meeting that I've taken our Stillwater staff to, they've been to a couple of chamber ambassador meetings. Everybody has just been so welcoming to the new Stillwater staff, and that's what makes this community so wonderful.
Yeah.
And we want them to feel that same thing when they come into this building.
Yeah, this building is awesome. I don't know if you guys realize this, but I was actually on the original team.
Oh my goodness.
Helping to put in all the infrastructure and cabling and telephone systems.
Oh wow.
When this
opened. I did not know that.
So I was in my other role
before
I took this one, and so it's been fun to be part of it from one side. Now on another, helping to promote this great asset we have in our community.
Yes.
Stacy, Glenn, anything else you guys would like to say?
Not at all. We invite everybody to come be with us, help us celebrate the good things that are happening in our community, and a good time of fellowship with all your friends and family here in the building.
All right, one last time, date and time.
June 21st, Wednesday. June 21st, 5 to 7 p.m., Wednesday evening, food and drink available. And the doors will be open.
And if we have some music, maybe you'll start dancing. Who knows?
Absolutely.
He may be the music.
He might be. You can sing. Well, this has been Rob Parker with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce on BizBuzz. Hope you have a great weekend.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Does your church or nonprofit group have an event coming up? Well, let us know about it at news@newsnowwarsaw.com. You can get your event onto the newsnowwarsaw.com community calendar. All you got to do is email all the information to news@newsnowwarsaw.com. Please email your information at least 1 week in advance to the event, and we'll get that up on our website, and we will also voice it on the air for you. Again, that's news@newsnowwarsaw.com.
We stand on the shoulders of women who came before us, and now it's our turn.
Join us. Visit WeSaySaveIt.org and take control of your financial future by saving for retirement.
A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
You have been listening to today's edition of BizBuzz in partnership with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce. And be sure to join us next time for another edition of BizBuzz with News Now Warsaw.